I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. No matter why your clients give, their donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, they can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or other non-cash assets like real estate and even crypto, while recommending grants at any time. DAF Giving 360 can offer you over 25 years of expertise, bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Bob Pompeiani will be back on your television screen as the voice of the Steelers in the preseason. Does an incredible job. He's done it now for 25 years. He jinxed Rock Taylor.
By the way, Pony, $5 more. I saw you chewing on another pen.
He said, did you smell what the Rock was cooking? And then Rock might have to pursue a career in the culinary arts. After getting released by the Steelers, but that's the way it goes in the preseason.
Did we ever get a congratulations on all your success?
Let's find out. Go to the fan hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. That's where we find Bob Pompeiani. Bob, did you do that for us?
No, but it may carry over to this week, only because there wasn't much success in that last game. Turned out to be 6 punts. Not a lot of stuff going on. I couldn't fit it in, but I will.
Muller made a good point. When you were telling Charlie Batch about Tristan Wirfs being an all-pro tackle as a left and right tackle, that would have been a perfect opportunity for Charlie to say, hey, Tristan,
congratulations
on all your success.
Well, I didn't brief him on this, so he didn't know it was coming. And I want to do it when it pertains
organic
to a Pittsburgh Steeler player.
Yes,
right? It's not going to have to be somebody else.
All right, let's start with the topic that is never-ending with Steelers fans, and that's the wide receiver question. Do you think Roman Wilson opened enough eyes where Bob Pompeiani's opinion as he gets ready to call this game is that they will head into the season with the wide receivers they have on the roster right now?
I think at this moment, yes, but I would not be surprised if Omar Khan sees somebody to his liking that's either released because of a numbers game in another city, or there's still a possibility of something else happening. These rosters change all the time. No matter who you're talking about, Carolina did a lot of that last year after their last cut down. They made a lot of changes and they still done more this year. I was one of those guys I really wanted to watch Pickens and Metcalf together this year just to see what that would open up for other people. But when they traded him, that left a vacancy there. I think Calvin Austin's a guy who eventually will, I think, move into that role along with Wilson and maybe a combination of those two. But at this point, I think what you see is Metcalf, Austin, Roman Wilson, probably Scotty Miller, who's 6 for 6 on targets in this preseason, and then Ben Skowronek for now.
Bob,
I don't think Robert Woods is going
to
make it.
Bob, if you were kind of interested to see what Pickens and Metcalf would look like together, what would you say about the Steelers calling the Indianapolis Colts and throwing a 4th-round pick and maybe, I don't know, a Beanie Bishop their way for Alec Pierce, who is basically the same player as George Pickens, just with less numbers, but a same kind of build and skill set.
Well,
He's available.
He's on the block.
According
the
to
rumor.
What Pony has been hearing in the rumor mill, churning the rumor mill
he's out there because they've got so many receivers in
6'3", led the league in yards per catch, 7 touchdowns
last year of his contract.
Not a ton of knucklehead behavior like we saw from Pickens that clouded his time with the Steelers. Your thoughts there?
Yeah, I mean, I didn't know that was available. If it's available, I would certainly look into it. Like I said, I don't think Omar Khan is done. Just because they've reached the end of this and they start making roster changes and cutdowns, that doesn't mean they're not going to go out and do something. So that could very well be a case. Beanie Bishop's a guy who could be on the outside looking in, and if he is, you know, you can do something with that before it ever gets to it.
Oh, that's an
interesting point. They really are not. I was going to say, they really just are not sold by what he did as a rookie, actually picking off passes and making some of the splash plays that he made, huh?
I guess so. I mean, he had four picks, I think. Even Rodgers in that game when
got
the Jets
Rodgers
came.
Twice.
And one of them was a fortunate break, but so what? You got to be in the right spot. And he was the rookie of the month for one of the months. I forget which, but I mean, for a rookie, undrafted, come in and do that. Pretty impressive. But they flooded that position now with Ramsey and Slay. So depending on what they do with these numbers, it would appear that he's somebody who's right on the bubble.
How much do you anticipate seeing Jalen Ramsey, Darius Slay, Joey Porter Jr. tonight, Bob?
Well, on Tuesday when Mike Tomlin addressed it, Pony, I thought we would see them. And the logic is something I've been saying, you know, all along. And these are new guys who haven't played together. We had situations last year where we saw all kinds of communication issues, apparently. Whoever was to blame for it, it led to a trade of Minka Fitzpatrick. And now you have guys who've never played together. And I know they're good players. I know they have, you know, all pro on their resumes and lots of career interceptions and all of this, but they haven't played together. And for that reason alone, I would have liked to have seen them at some point of this preseason. However, Carolina's made it clear they're not going to play any of their starters, even though I think they should. They've been, you know, outscored 50-13 in two games. So if they don't do that, Mike Tomlin might just decide not to do that. So I think that's kind of a game-time decision here. He left the door open, but I don't know where the door is right now.
How many position battles do you think are I should say roster spots, not position battles so much. How many actual roster spots do you feel are up for grabs right now out of 53 on this Steelers team, Bob?
Well, if you look at wide receiver here, Chris, I mean, Brandon Johnson's another guy who's kind of put himself out there. He could be one of those guys. But again, when you have Skowronek and Miller and special teams and all that stuff, those guys factor in with that, so I don't expect much there. I mean, quarterback, you know, I think you know what you're going to get with that, with Rodgers, Rudolph, and Will Howard, although Skylar Thompson's opened some eyes. I don't know if that's one of them either. I think the punter situation, one must go, and both have been pretty good. Waitman has outkicked him in terms of average distance.
You're doing two dogs, one bone for the punter here?
Oh, that's what it sounds like. Absolutely.
They're not going to keep both. Yeah, and you know, and Cam Johnson, I'll say this, his average isn't like Corliss Waitman, but he's had three kicks inside the 20, and I don't think Waitman has had one.
No offense to Waitman,
I feel like,
Bob, you signed Cam Johnson to be your punter. He got hurt. Unless he looked like completely atrocious, I'd go back to him. That was supposed to be your guy at the position. Waitman just kind of pinch hit and did okay with it.
Yeah, no, I get that, but I think he's, you know, they know what he has. He's a cheaper option as well, so that may factor into this, although it shouldn't. I think the best man wins, and I agree with you. I think it's going to be Johnston, but it's not without a fight. I think tight end, you know, Connor Hayward has been on the bubble, I thought. But I think they'll find a way for him. They'll keep four tight ends, so I don't think that's going to be an issue. You know, cornerbacks, what do they do with some of these guys? Eccles has been really good. I like him. I don't know how many they'll keep. James Pierre, he came back from Washington's practice squad, and they brought him here, and he banded in. You know, last year had a pretty good year in terms of, I think, one interception, a couple of forced fumbles, and he was good on special teams, although he dropped that one in Washington, which was a perfect fake punt. I don't know. I would say three or four positions probably are unsettled at this point, so it's not like they have a whole bunch of guys looking for options and looking for roster spots, but there'll be some good stories there.
Bob, who do you think is in danger of being cut here who people know? Like, you think DeMarvin Leal is possibly playing his last game as a Steeler tonight?
He could be. I mean, he's been on the bubble the whole time. They moved him around. He's been here for now how many years? This is his fourth year, I think. Yep. So, you know, he's one of these guys that you'd expect more being a third-round pick. Normally, third-round picks by now should have some impact, and he hasn't really had one. Loudermilk's another guy, fifth-round pick. 2 years ago, they even traded up to move him. So it just depends on how many people they keep there. And I'm not so sure one of those two is going to make him. One probably won't. I'm not sure which one it would be. Although Logan Lee's another guy, but he got himself in a nice situation last week by showing that he can do a lot of different things with the long snapping. So I'm not sure he's going to do that tonight. They brought in somebody, but you know, that's one of those things that coaches like to see.
Do you think we'll see Caleb Johnson with the starting offensive line in this game?
I think we should, because that's the one thing that hasn't happened. You know, he had a big game last week, bigger than the first game, but, you know, 50 yards rushing, he made some nice plays, but he'd like to see him behind the first team. I think that's also very important. That's why they've been playing this first team here, Pony. They want to see chemistry, right? And why wouldn't you? Because they're so young. I mean, you got a second-year guy at right tackle, a third-year left tackle. You got two second-year guys at center.
So
right
you think
guard.
Sayamalu will play then a little bit?
Well, they didn't rule him out. Although I don't know that they're going to. I mean, they might do that. That soft tissue stuff is dangerous. You start putting people in ahead of time. I'm not sure where that leads to. So my guess would be not, but I don't know the answer to that.
How about Jalen Warren and the tight ends?
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, you can potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free and give now or over time by donating cash, publicly traded securities, or non-cash assets like real estate and crypto. With over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together, DAF Giving 360 can help you make a greater impact. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
I would like to see Warren in there for a little bit, yeah. And tight ends, John. I mean, again, he left the door open for these guys. Should they be in there right off the bat? I would say for a series.
Man,
or
I don't think
it hurts. I know the injury risk. You saw what happened to McMillan last week with Tampa Bay, and that's a bad.
Yeah, no
injury
doubt.
Injury.
I mean, that's a really bad injury. It's like maybe 3 months. We saw Dr. David Chow, I think, say it could be with the strained neck muscles because it holds the vertebrae in place. But like
Dr. Chow, my friend.
Here's the problem
He's
for
back,
me, Bob.
Dr. Chow.
Here's the problem. Like, I would like Mike Tomlin to not just play it by what the other team is going to do and make his decisions. Just get some guys out there for a series to knock off rust. I hate the idea that he's kind of going to let the Panthers dictate what, if anything,
well,
he decides to do.
Starkey was ripping all three of us today about that. Did you know that, Bob?
No, what was he saying?
Yeah, he said that it was a complete waste of time for Rodgers to play because he'd be out there against future Amazon workers.
Well, to me, it's just about the little things, you know, breaking the huddle, cadence, all the things that have to happen. You haven't played with this offensive line. I know they've had their joint practices and that sort of thing, but Mike Tomlin often talks about when the stadium lights come on, when you're in a stadium. So if that's the case, and this will be the first time in how long that a starting quarterback hasn't played in the preseason for the Steelers.
20 years.
Yeah, that long?
At least it predates Roethlisberger being drafted.
Bob, what are the exercises you do to get ready for a game like this?
Well, it's mostly focused on the other team just because there's so many people here that you really haven't heard much about. And I don't want to be caught off guard. I do a lot of looking in the bios. I try to find little nuggets on each. 99% of them you never use, you know, but they're there just in case. So
do you do any vocal exercises like Ron Burgundy, Unique New York, The Arsonist Had Oddly Shaped Feet, The Human Torch Was Denied a Bank Loan?
Unique New York. No, those are good things to do, but I don't do those, no.
Do you get nervous?
Oh, yeah. I mean, anytime you do this kind of stuff, I think you should get nervous. Nervous is a good sign. That means you're into it, and that means you want it to be better.
Do you
can always be better.
Yourself? Do you go back and
watch?
Do you
air check yourself?
I like that call. I didn't.
I do. I think you should. Anyone who does this should, just because you want to make sure if there's something, you see the pacing, all this kind of stuff. I mean, I work with Charlie with that a lot, just trying to figure out pacing and what we have to do.
So how have you felt about your two games this preseason, Bob?
I think fine. I mean, there's always going to be mistakes. I mean, that's just the way it is when you're live television. The biggest challenge sometimes is trying to focus on the field and see who's coming in. In a regular season, you don't have to do this so much because you know who's in there. The starters play 99%
of the game.
I thought
you were going to say the hardest thing to do is to keep yourself focused and interested when you're in the middle of the fourth quarter and it's truly a bunch of players who will not be playing in the NFL.
Yeah, I think that goes without saying my future's Bartenders of America. But, you know, I just think it's about just trying to make the game interesting in some way or another. I know they're going to be like that. Preseason by the second quarter in most cases gets to be dull. If there are stories to tell that you can bring it and, you know, hopefully start a conversation just in case the game doesn't carry itself. I thought the first game was more interesting because it was 31-25 and there were some nice plays there, but oftentimes, it's just about the game, and you got to do your best to make it interesting, even though sometimes it doesn't.
Bob Nelly P on our YouTube commenters, we have our YouTube legions. He said, Bob probably smokes a pack of cigarettes and has a nice French martini to get ready for the game.
The martinis are a good idea. The cigarettes are not such a good idea.
Yeah. Fair enough.
All right, Bob. Well, you know we'll be watching, and we can't wait to see you again tonight on the call. Thank you.
Appreciate you guys. Thanks.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
With over 25 years of expertise, DAF Giving 360's donor advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.